T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sometimes, Jamie, you know, when teams, you know, fans rush the floor in college football, or rush the grass, but usually rush the floor in college basketball. I said, wait a second, this team beat that team. It's not that big of an upset or whatever. Why are they, you know, going crazy, so to speak, you know? But I was kind of taken aback by the amount of criticism that the Michigan football players received for doing what they usually do after they win a game, which is going to the like little wall area behind the where the student section is and sit with the fans and sing the victors or do whatever they do. Mm-hmm. And look, the game ended on a fumble. Aiden Hutchinson picked up the ball, whatever, and they all ran and they celebrated. They won and they went to the student section. Why? From reading social media and other outlets, you'd think that was like the most heinous thing in the world. Oh, well, they celebrated beating an Army like they won the Big Ten championship. It had nothing to do with that. It's what they do. It's, first of all, now, if they would have won 27-0 and then gone crazy, you know, maybe that would have been a little weird, but they would have still gone to the student section and that stuff. But it was a play that decided the game. So your natural emotion just takes over, doesn't it? You don't sit there and say, oh, wow, we only beat Army in overtime. Am I missing something here? Why were people going crazy on that?
Well, first of all, to me, if you beat an Army, you should celebrate. I mean, they used to have ticker tape parades in New York if you beat an Army. Mm-hmm. So you beat Army, I think that's a cause for celebration. Huh? Second of all, I got to be honest with you, Stoney. I didn't see a word of criticism. And I wasn't even aware of it. I was listening to the very end of the game because I was driving home from my daughter's soccer game. So when it actually happened, then I went back and rewatched it. And on the radio broadcast, Jim and Dan were kind of wondering if there was still, because they kind of looked at the play.
Right.
Right. Did they look at the play, Greg? You were there to make sure that it actually had been a fumble and recovered by Michigan. So there was some concern that Michigan was celebrating too soon and they were going to have to come back and actually conclude the game, but then they determined that sure enough, it was a fumble. It was a recovered by Michigan.
Right.
And so it was the correct call. I was watching the Saturday night game between Texas and LSU.
Yeah, good game.
A very good game. And Herb Street was doing that game. And they kind of went over some of the notable things that happened during the day. And Herb Street, who I know people think has it out for Michigan.
He doesn't. He's been very kind to Michigan over the years.
I actually
maybe
think
goes over the top.
I agree because he got so much hell for the whole Les Miles thing that I feel like since that time, he has gone out of his way to praise Michigan that I just didn't think it was. So although he does always wear a scarlet and gray tie on the do you ever notice that when they play?
Really?
Yeah, he always does that, which I think is a little bit interesting. But anyway, he said, Michigan held on to beat Army in double overtime. I kind of didn't quite understand why they over-celebrated there. That, he said that kind of in passing. And I'm like, it's a slight jab.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to your point, again, they're 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids.
Yeah.
They essentially won the game in a walk-off.
And it was a relief.
Right,
too.
Exactly. I mean, when you win a football game on the last play, whether it's an offensive play or a defensive play or special teams, there's the automatic surge of emotion, adrenaline.
Yes.
And so I think it was more just like, holy blank, that was a battle and it's over and we won.
Yeah.
If they had won 45-0, they would have slowly walked across the field. They would have shaken hands with the opposing team and then they would have made their way down. Whereas this instance, it was a pure, I think, release.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
I don't get it. I mean,
well, you get it. I'm guessing a lot of the people tweeting might have had, green in their little Twitter avatar.
No, there was a lot of national, Scarlet. You know, people, you know, I don't know, pick a college, you know, Stuart Mandel or any of those.
Really?
You know, those, yeah.
I think as long as you don't rub it in your opponent's face. No, and they, how you celebrate is how you celebrate.
And they stayed with the Army people, the Army players at the end. They were doing, fans were yelling USA. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually.
They actually was a nice show of unity at the very end there. So I'm with you. I got no issue with it whatsoever. I think it's completely fine. But if people do, 248-539-9797. I mean, I was just, like I said, right after the game ended, within seconds of the game ending, Doug interviewed, was it Aiden Hutchinson who recovered or got the sack? And then Uche got the fumble, or he was part of the sack?
Yeah, Quiddipay officially recovered the fumble, I believe, and then somehow it got in the arms and hands of Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay, well, Hutchinson was interviewed by Karsh. He couldn't talk. He was so out of breath. And I guarantee it wasn't because he was exhausted from the game. Right. It was because I'm sure the play and then the celebration, because they were probably going crazy.
Yeah.
Like he had to go, and so that's, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to be happy.
You're a kid.
And you're a kid, and you, no, how dare you? How dare you show emotion?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.